Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Unfortunately, natural gas bills are trending in the wrong direction with the expectation for heating bills this season to be significantly higher. Why do you believe that's the case as we quickly approach the colder months?
You know, I'm not a utilities pricing or market expert as it relates to all that. I know that there's different variables throughout the world which influence utility pricing. And, you know, we're kind of along with everyone else in our community where we really don't have a lot of control over the actual prices. What we do have is control over how it impacts us. And so at T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, that's kind of what we're focused on, is helping our community of customers understand options and opportunities to bring about efficiencies to their systems, make sure that they're safer, and to make sure that they spend the least amount of money that they need to heat their home this winter.
So what more can people do in an effort to try and lower their heating bills this upcoming winter?
Yeah, so this is a really great time to have a tune-up done. Many homeowners fail to have an annual tune-up done on their equipment. And what happens is, over time, small issues build and then kind of snowball into larger issues. And then that usually results in not having any heat when it's 10, 15 degrees out. And as somebody who's in those homes talking to homeowners during those moments of desperation, this is a great opportunity to kind of save yourself from having to be in that situation. During a tune-up, the equipment is inspected for safety purposes, making sure there's no gas leaks at all, making sure that there's been no leaking of water throughout the cooling, throughout the air conditioning season into the furnace that could cause any issues in the middle of the winter time. We also take a look at the filters to make sure the filters have been changed out regularly. You know, there's some things that homeowners can do on their own. So changing a filter out regularly is certainly recommended. And we'd like people to do it once a month and at least take a time to inspect the furnace filter once a month. If the filter gets too clogged up, and we see this way too often, Brennan, what happens is that the air is restricted. The air doesn't make its way back to the furnace. And so if the furnace is kind of choking for air, well, then it's not going to heat as quickly as it should. And if it doesn't heat as quickly as it should, unfortunately, that's going to cost that homeowner more money than it ever should them. The other thing that happens during the inspection is we kind of take a look to make sure that the equipment is safe. We don't have any carbon monoxide that's being escaping out of the heat exchanger of the equipment. And if homeowners are in a situation where either the chimney's not drafting properly, the equipment is unsafe, or they just know that the equipment is quite dated, we look to help them make decisions to move towards higher efficiency equipment, which vents with PVC pipes to the outside. And National Fuel helps with that by providing a $400 energy conservation rebate.
I know that there are some people that like to be maybe, I guess, traditionalists when it comes to heating their homes, but anything that people may be able to do that would be seen as an alternative to the more traditional ways of heating their home or using energy during this winter?
One thing that homeowners can do is to kind of do their own kind of assessment of how porous their home might be. So making sure that all the windows are all closed up, basement windows are closed up, going downstairs and inspecting the kind of the foundation around the sill plate in the house, you'll be able to find spots where you'll see sunlight coming in. You want to get all those sealed up to the best of your ability. We have some homeowners go to local hardware stores and pick up bat insulation, you know, the Pink Panther, the fiberglass insulation. If you lay a couple more layers up that in an attic that you're not using, you'll help your house hold on to more heat, which means it won't be using as much energy, which is pretty solid. Also, if you're not using a room and, you know, you'd like to kind of close it off, that's certainly an option. So shut the door, shut the vent off to that room, redirect the heat into the spaces where people are going to spend the majority of their time. You know, those are all really important things that homeowners can do themselves. Outside of that, you know, there's other heating systems. You know, I've gone in homes where, you know, there's purely electric space heaters throughout the house. And, you know, that's a huge safety hazard. So, you know, I really recommend, and we would recommend, that people look to use safe heating systems for their homes. There are some different options where you can pair a high efficiency furnace with a heat pump to heat the home. So the heat pump can provide a first stage of heating as long as the temperature is, say, above 40, 45 degrees. You know, your gas will not turn on. Your gas furnace will not turn on to heat the home. Instead, the electric heat pump would be using energy efficiency systems to then provide a first stage of heat. And then the gas furnace kicks on once the temperature drops below, say, 40 degrees.
Great. Ian, anything else that you would like to add to the conversation that maybe we didn't touch base on?
I would say that when it comes to the water heating, you know, people don't think too much about it, right? Your hot water tank's just in the basement. Only time people really think about their hot water tank is when they either see water on the floor or if there's no hot water when they go to take a shower. Well, if you have a standard hot water tank, consider turning it down to the lowest heat setting. It depends on the age of the tank, but it's either an A setting or maybe one of three or A out of the ABC style settings. And then if the equipment is over, say, 15 years, you know, it's got a lot of sediment that's built into it. And that sediment, that causes a delay in how quickly the water heats up. So a standard tank has a burner in the bottom of it, has a temperature sensor in it too. So what happens is that throughout the day, even when you're at work, that hot water tank is going to keep on firing up throughout the day to keep the water at the desired temperature. So A, lower it down to a lower temperature, which is probably the A or the one setting, and that's probably around 120, 125 degrees. And then B, if it's over 15 years, you can save money by investing in a newer system, whether a newer chimney vented is the option, or potentially even a tankless water heater, or even a heat pump water heater, which we're seeing more of those being installed throughout our community.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.